Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Psalm 23 verse 4 from the New King James Bible says this: Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I'm with the Reverend Franklin Graham from Samaritan's Purse. Now, Franklin, what is Samaritan's Purse?
Well, Samaritan's Purse, we responded in a disaster, war areas, famine, whatever a crisis may be. We try to help people. Of course, we always want to respond in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we're working in Israel, and we've been working there since almost, I think it was about 3 or 4 days after the invasion on the October 7th. We had a team of people there. So it's, you try to find where the need is and try to do something to help. So that's what we do.
Now, Israel had a terrorist attack on the 7th of October. Yes. How did you hear about it? And what were your thoughts when you heard about it?
Well, I mean, I was saddened by it. And I don't think anyone fully understood the scope of the terrorist attack on October the 7th. That the terrorists were in it, it took the military and security forces close to 4 days to get all the terrorists out. And none of us understood that what was taking place on the 7th. There were over 1,200 people that were killed. You have several hundred that were taken hostage. Children were taken hostage. People were brutalized. I mean, none of us had that kind of idea at that time what was happening. But that's why I think the need is even greater. This has shocked the nation. It has shocked the world. And I found when I was there last week, when I would share even Old Testament scripture with people, like the 23rd Psalm, how thankful people were to hear the Word of God. And so, you know, one of the things we found, there's talking about needs, there was Makan David Adom, that's they're the first responders. They have the ambulances in Israel. They lost 14 ambulances that day. 11 of their personnel were killed. We were replacing those 14 ambulances. And then we realized the ones that we were ordering were not armor, so we added another 7 that would be armor-plated so that when they're responding anywhere near the Gaza border, you know, they can use an armored ambulance to protect themselves. We found there's a great need for trauma kits in the areas where rockets are being fired. And those trauma kits have combat application tourniquets, has chest tube kits, suture kits, incubation kit, in these trauma kits that they were sending out. So we have 1,000 of those that we have done. We're providing vouchers for food for people that are stuck in hotels. I think it's, about a million people that have been moved to hotels. And we're giving food vouchers to them so they can have, some supplemental food. That's one of the things that we're trying to do. We're working with these kibbutzes to try to help the survivors of those. And some of those have been just traumatized by what's happened. So it's just a little bit of a lot of things, whether it's hot meals for these families, these hygiene kits, diapers for babies, just a lot of defibrillators they've asked for, and we're providing that. So it's the need is, but the greatest need of all is spiritual. I mean, this is something that, you know, I think we can't overlook, that there's a great spiritual need. People are hungry. People are asking, you know, why has this happened? And I mean, I don't have the answer to that, but I can let them know that God loves them and cares for them, and it's so important that they hear this. And just even Old Testament scriptures, found that opened up people's hearts.
Now, you actually personally came to Israel. Why did you want to come?
Well, unless you smell it, unless you hear it, unless you feel it, you never can really grasp it. So to walk through the Kibbutz Be'eri and see the clinic where the doctor was killed, and talk to his widow, and to see the blood on the floor, and to smell the death, the smell of death is still there, is because some of these bodies laid there for several days before they were picked up. And so the stench is there. And I just found in life, I have to see things for myself, and for me to really be impacted by it or to feel it, I have to be there myself.
Were you shocked with what you saw?
I can't say shocked. I was heartbroken at the brutality. One house I went to is burned, and the terrorists came in and shot the father. The wife was holding their one-year-old child in her arms, and they shot. The bullet went through the baby's head into the mother's shoulder and threw the baby on the ground and then drug her down the street. And some Israeli soldiers started shooting at the terrorist, and so she was able to get away from them and hide, and so she survived. But, I mean, her husband's dead, her baby's dead, and it's just that tragedy. And like you were saying, this has a ripple effect. It's shut down the West Bank, so there are, you know, thousands of Palestinians that worked in Israel and are good people that work hard. And now that border's closed, and so they're not able to work, and they don't have any money, and they're hungry. And so we're working with Palestinian churches on the West Bank, trying to help the congregations that we can. We're even helping some churches inside of Gaza. And that's difficult, but we're able still to get the money into them through the bank or their bank. We can still transfer it in, so we've been able to help them some. But the need is tremendous, and the suffering not only in Israel but on the West Bank as well. And, of course, there's suffering in Gaza. And that was because of what Hamas did. And Hamas started this. And there's just innocent people on both sides that are paying the consequences of that raid.
Did you get to go to other communities as well within the Gaza border?
I was in Berry. That was just, I think, 3 kilometers from the fence. And then I was in Sderot. That's just right on the outskirts of, I mean, that's right on the fence as well. Sderot had 30,000 people, and I think there's just a few hundred there today. Everybody, of course, has had to, they're in hotels.
Now, you're partnering with local churches. Did you get to meet pastors? And is it important to work with the local church?
No question. 80 churches that we're working with, I did speak with many of them. We had a meeting in Jerusalem, and these pastors came. And these were Jewish pastors from Messianic churches, as well as Arab pastors as well were in that meeting.
And you also had the opportunity to meet the Prime Minister Netanyahu. Did you get a chance to pray for him?
I did. I've met him before. We've talked before on the phone. And so we spent about 35 minutes together, and then I had prayer for him. So, you know, he's laser focused right now. He's focused on trying to get these hostages released. It's, you know, some of these are just children. And so I hope, pray that he'll be successful in bringing those people home.
And now, Christianity hasn't been kind to the Jewish people in the past, so is now a good time to be standing with them and showing them the love of Christ?
I think, no question, it's important to be standing with them. This isn't the time to go preach and try to hold an evangelistic service. That's not the, I think, the time. But here's what I found out. I found out just quoting, again, Old Testament scriptures to them, such as the you take the 23rd Psalm, and reminding the, you know, Prime Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, David was a shepherd. King David was a shepherd, and you're a shepherd. And David said that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I said, the people of this nation need their souls restored, and only God can do that. And when I found, as you read this, quote the scripture to the people, that they go completely silent and listen so intently, because the rabbis don't give them the Word of God. And so just giving them the Word of God, I think, is going to open up a great door. But right now, I think it's important to help them and to do something in a significant way. And I believe God will give us favor for the opportunity for the gospel in the months to come.
How can we pray for Israel today? A ceasefire will stop lives being lost, but it won't deal with the problem of Hamas. So how do we pray in this sort of situation?
Well, I think we pray for God's will to be done. Remember, and I reminded the Jewish people, this is your land. God gave it to you. And he gave it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's your land. And I just pray that God will give them victory over these wicked people. Hamas is wicked. Hezbollah is wicked. And we just need to pray that God will give them victory and that there will be peace. And that a new type of government can come into Gaza that would be a peaceful government. That's my prayer.
Now, my church in Bethlehem, the children in my church, they receive the shoe boxes. Is Samaritan's Purse busy doing that now all around the world?
We're collecting them right now, and we will be distributing them. We'll be coming back, of course, to Bethlehem, but we'll be going to, we've gotten permission to give some of these boxes to children that are in the hotels, Jewish children this year. So that's going to be new for us. and we're looking forward to that.
What is your prayer for the Holy Land, for the Palestinians and for the Israelis?
For peace, that God would give peace to the people.
What's your website for people who'd like to know more and perhaps want to give to Samaritan's Purse?
Samaritanspurse.org.
Lovely.
Just Samaritanspurse.org. And so we're grateful for the opportunity, and we look forward to being back. I'll be back in Israel in January, and so.
Do you have a continued team here on the ground?
Perhaps? Yes, I do. I do. I've got about 8 people on the ground right now.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, Reverend Graham, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate it.
Yeah, for God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by his mighty power in the Holy Land and bring his peace.